And joining us now, senior producer Steve Proffitt, here to help share some comments from listeners. Steve, welcome back.
Thanks, Alex. And many of those listeners reacted to a conversation you had last week with Dr. Sidney Spiesel.
I recall this was about teaching infants American Sign Language.
Right, teaching babies to sign before they can speak. And you asked Dr. Spiesel if pre-language infants can actually learn to sign and if it might help them go on to develop language skills. Here's some of what he said.
In a very minimal way, yeah. It's hard to evaluate because the studies were in general poorly done. I'm very skeptical here.
Well, we got a lot of letters from parents who have taught their infants to sign, and they were pretty skeptical about SIT.
Yes, here's a representative one. It's from Paige Barnet. She lives in Pasadena, California.
I sign with my 15-month-old, and I'm confident that it is increasing our interactions, increasing the quality of our interactions. He combines his signs with the starting words to ask for more food or to ask to be released from his high chair. No screams, no frustration. Isn't that alone worth it? My son has just signed asking me to help him go down for a nap. Gotta run. I still love you, NPR. But for something that is a significant choice for parents to make, that interview was one-sided and trite.
That's listener Paige Barnet. Now, Alex, on to a story we aired yesterday about medical marijuana.
Right. Madeline Brand visited a marijuana dispensary here in Los Angeles. State law in California, remember, allows the use of pot for medical purposes.
But that conflicts with federal law, which says growing it and distributing it is a crime.
So the vast majority of people who wrote in seem to think that the feds should leave pot smokers alone, whether they were smoking it for medical purposes or not.
And there are dozens of comments about this on our blog. We invite you to read them there and leave your own thoughts if you'd like.
NPR.org. Click on blogs. That's in the left-hand menu. And then click on daydreaming.
Now, teachers with guns.
Yesterday, we talked to the superintendent of a rural district in Texas that will allow teachers to bring weapons into the classroom. David Thweet argued that training and arming teachers is a good security situation for his schools, and he pointed to a situation in Pennsylvania 2 years ago when a milkman stormed into a one-room schoolhouse, leaving five children dead.
Mr. Thweet said an armed teacher might have prevented those deaths. Many of our listeners were not convinced.
Hi, this is Seth Fox calling from Omaha, Nebraska. David Thweet came off sounding completely paranoid, his arguments half-baked. When asked about the risk of a hot-headed teacher opening fire on a student, his response that he would never hire such a teacher in the first place actually made me laugh out loud. No kidding, Mr. Thweet, who would? After all, I'm sure whoever hired the milkman in Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania didn't see that tragedy coming.
Thanks for that from Seth Fox, and thanks to everyone who wrote in.
We do like to get your mail. Send us your thoughts about what you've heard on our show.
Just click on the Contact Us link at npr.org, or you can join in the fray at our blog. We call it Daydreaming. It's at npr.org. Click on blogs.
Can't you just type npr.org/blogs/daydreaming?
Well, yeah, you can, Alex, but the management here seems like they don't like the sound of all of those slashes.
They don't like the slashes.
No.
Steve/Proffitt, thank you for another letter segment.
You're welcome, Alex.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen.